Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. Well, happy Columbus Day, or happy Indigenous Peoples Day, or maybe happy both. Joseph Sciorra is with the John D. Calandra Italian-American Institute at Queens College in New York, and he joins us now to give us a little perspective on this. Joseph, Professor, thank you for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you so much, Steve.
So the more I look into this, or the more I hear, I think the more difficult it is to sort of put into the right spot. You know, when I heard about the statues of Christopher Columbus and all of that, and I certainly understood the opposition, I did not take into account that this all was created because the Italians who came to the States in the late 19th century and early 20th were victims of great prejudice themselves.
That's right. It's always important to keep in mind that Italian immigrants discover Columbus in the United States. Columbus is an American hero, a cult figure, going back to the Revolutionary War. That's why we have not only places like Columbus, Ohio, but things like Columbia University, the District of Columbia, because this figure of Columbus became feminized as Columbia to distinguish America from other countries in Europe, from England. And the Columbus hero myth was developed throughout the 1700s, the 1800s, until first the Irish arrived, right? They create the Knights of Columbus as a way to combat anti-Catholic sentiment in the United States.
Okay.
And they embrace Columbus as a Catholic hero. And then Italian Americans who arrive with little knowledge of Columbus see in this American, uniquely American figure, a way to combat the xenophobia, the racial violence that they experience in various parts of the country by linking their fate with that of this American hero.
So first of all, we'll say the Founding Fathers, but early Americans,
yes,
embraced Columbus because he distinguished them from England. Then the Irish come, they embrace Columbus because he's already now this mythical creature, and it helps them fight anti-Catholicism. And then thirdly comes the, 4.5 million Italians who didn't learn about Columbus at home, came here and learned about this myth and then embraced themselves.
That's right. I mean, if you look at some of the installation of Columbus statues that are funded by and donated by Italian Americans and in the early 20th century, what you see is not Italian flags. You just see a sea of American flags because he was this American hero. And to a large degree, Italians wouldn't have been able to fund and donate, have the resources to install an Italian American hero that wasn't Columbus. And they're able to do so with Columbus because he's an American hero. And so they have this perfect figure.
Do statues, I guess the reverence of Columbus predates the Italians coming to this country?
Correct.
If you were to ask me just months ago, I think if you were to ask most Americans what the greatest mass lynching in the history of this country was, we wouldn't say it was of Italian immigrants.
Sure. I mean, you know, we have to keep in mind that the vast majority of hundreds and thousands of people who were lynched in the United States, in the South, in the Midwest, were African American. And, you know, we have to look, also consider the things like the Tulsa riots,
right,
that devastated that city and the African American community there, to some degree as a kind of form of lynching. But what happened in New Orleans is a unique chapter of extrajudicial killings that was a prominent feature in this country.
11 people were killed?
That's right. So yeah. What happened was the New Orleans city police chief, David Hennessy, was killed. And before he died, it was reported that he says, "The Dagos got me." Right. And so what they did is they rounded up some individuals And it's a deep, complicated story that I don't think we can sure. get into here, who these individuals were, their relationship to local businesses on the docks and bringing in fruit, importing fruit. But they were put on trial, and they were acquitted, and they were sent into jail, and they were still in the prison, and the... You know, this was not a mob who went in and took out these men, but these were, you know, the good citizens of New Orleans, and who had a call, was in the local newspaper to, like, meet at a certain place. They met there, and they went on to round up these men and kill them in various means. And this was something that was, you know, the next day, the following day, in the New York Times, championed this lynching as a good thing, too, because the Italians were you know, of a barbarian race who were innately criminal and who brought nothing but negative things to this country.
I appreciate your effort earlier, and I want to make sure it's clear on my part as well that just because the greatest number of people were killed in this one event, it does not in any way equate with what African Americans or black slaves and others went through in this country. I think that should be clear. So when did Columbus Day come about? Was it as a result of that lynching?
So, yeah, you know, it caused a significant rift between the United States and the Italian government. And President Benjamin Harris proclaimed Columbus Day, a one-time proclamation of Columbus Day in 1892, in part to sort of address the Italian American community that was was growing in sure. this country. And at that point they had, you know, the Italian immigrants had gotten some sense of this Columbus figure and was beginning to latch on to Columbus. But it was a one-time proclamation. And it wasn't until the 1930s that Franklin Delano Roosevelt made also a proclamation that each year the United States would proclaim a national holiday for Columbus. That was in effect. There was a proclamation that would go on each year. And it wasn't really until 1968 that the United States proclaimed a federal holiday that was Columbus Day.
So bring us to where we are today. We're, you know, here in Chicago, the statues have been taken down.
Yes.
You know, it's I can see how it would be hurtful to Italian Americans to feel this. Although Christopher Columbus, the man, doesn't match the myth, and there must be some sort of reckoning there.
It's a tricky question, right?
Because
Italian Americans, I mean, and just speaking from that perspective, not from a perspective of Native Americans or those just concerned with racial justice in the United States, you know, there is an emotional bond now with Columbus, and a number of these statues were donated with monies from local communities and local individuals. So there's an emotional bond. And Columbus, from the very beginning, has been this kind of malleable symbol, right? One could, as I said, you know, he represented the United States as being different from England and Europe. He, for the Irish, at a certain point, he represented Catholicism. Italian Americans see him then as another hero. He's always being able to be read into in different ways. And Italian Americans have come to link their success in the United States and their buy-in to the American dream and to a large degree of their understanding as white Americans vis-a-vis this figure of Columbus. And it's an emotional bond.
Joseph Sciorra of Queens College, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.